It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. On Prophecy Today weekend, we had our broadcast partners that are experts in their fields and the locations where they operate out of so that they can come to these microphones to give us the real details behind the headlines, those that we're hearing and reading. This is so important for each of us as we come to a better understanding of the prophetic scenario found in God's Word and how this is about to come to pass. For example, we spent time talking with Ken Timmerman. He's in Washington, D.C., and we talked about the Iranian president saying that Iran duped the world with the agreement made at Geneva, the Iranian nuclear agreement. We also talked with Ken about the Egyptian referendum that took place, somewhat of a lopsided victory, but it is setting the stage for the head of the Egyptian military, al-Sisi, to become president of Egypt. David Dolan gave us a Middle East news update. We talked about the meeting between Prime Minister Netanyahu and King Abdullah of Jordan. These two men comparing notes as it relates to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and the peace process that is underway being directed by the Secretary of State John Kerry, who will come into the Middle East for the 12th time this next week. We also talked with David about Hamas, who has said that Israel will be gone by 2022. That's somewhat of a prophecy from the founder of Hamas, Sheikh Yassin. Itamar Marcus came to the table, and we talked about the Palestinian leaders calling for a Jerusalem jihad. They want all of those Islamic radicals going into Syria to fight in the civil war to instead come to Jerusalem, and they want a jihad on the Jewish state of Israel, a holy war against the Jewish people. They want it to start in Jerusalem. Itamar also talked about the training of Palestinian teenagers to be involved in that Jerusalem jihad. Their training has been with the purpose of killing the Jewish people. Dr. Rob Congdon looks at the European Union with us, and we talked with him about the fact that the European Union, according to many of their leaders, say they should confront Russia as it relates to the Ukraine. Also with Rob, we talked about how the European Union should be very careful. They need to quit attacking the Jewish settlements and have a relationship with the Jewish nation of Israel. David James came to the microphones to talk about the Hebrew Roots Movement. It is not biblical, and it is dangerous. You need to hear that conversation. And there's another conversation you must hear as well. I talked with Dr. Rennie Showers about the evangelicals who are moving away from their support for the Jewish state of Israel. They're moving away from a biblical understanding of God's plan for the Jewish people, and they're moving into what is referred to as replacement theology. Dr. Showers will give us further information about that. All of these conversations with my broadcast partners can be heard at our website, prophecytoday.com. Go to PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network, and be sure to tell a friend about these conversations. They need to hear this information as well. What I'd like to do is focus on my conversations with Dave and Rennie and respond to the question, are the Jews still in God's plan for the future? You know, it's ironic that some Christians want to get into what they call their Jewishness and the Jewishness of the church, and others want to replace the Jews with the church itself. Well, those who want to get into their Jewishness are a part of what is called the Hebrew Roots Movement. They want to learn more about their Jewish roots. We can do this by living the Jewish lifestyle, is what they're saying. In other words, we'll be observant Jews and we will keep the Sabbath and eat kosher. We'll even observe the Jewish feast. Well, we should learn more about our Jewish roots, but not move into a Jewish lifestyle, not follow the law as they have. We cannot be under the law. We are under grace. And as to the Jewish feast, okay, it's all right to be able to study about the Jewish feast, but don't observe them to please God. We need to know our roots. It'll help us to understand God's Word. Now, what about replacement theology? Well, it's defined as God replacing the Jews and his plan for the Jews with the church, saying that God no longer has a plan for the Jewish people. That would then negate his covenants. Of course, there's the Abrahamic covenant, where he promised the Jews there'd be a people forever, the land covenant, promising to give the Jews a piece of real estate 10 times what they have today. The Davidic covenant, there will be a temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, and one of the sons of King David will rule and reign from that spot. And the new covenant, which is given to the Jewish people, Jeremiah 31:31, not to the church. God cannot negate these covenants, or he is not God. He has unconditional covenants that he must fulfill for the Jewish people. My friend, God does have a plan for the Jewish people, and it's seemingly being played out today. You'll find God's plan in Bible prophecy. In particular, the book of Ezekiel talks about the Jews being gathered back into the land that he promised to give them. In chapter 34, 18 times, he said, I will bring him in the land. In chapter 37, he said, I will gather the bones together. Those bones of the whole house of Israel, they'll be regathered. They'll be restored as a nation. And then one day they'll come to know Christ as Lord and Savior. Many of them will, according to God's word. God does have a plan. There will be a group of nations that will attack this Jewish state of Israel. That's Ezekiel chapter 38. It says in chapter 35, the Palestinian people, those are the people who were living in Mount Seir, the Palestinian people of today will try to wipe Israel off the face of the earth, kill the Jews, and steal their land. And of course, chapters 40 to 46 talks about Messiah's temple, the temple during the millennial kingdom. My friend, that is going to be the case. Jesus Christ will return, build his temple in Jerusalem. But during the seven-year tribulation period, there will be a false temple for a false Messiah. And all the preparations have been made for that temple. See, God does have a plan for the Jewish people. God's word says that replacement theology is dangerous. God has not replaced his plan for the Jewish people with the church today. And that's an absolute. That's my prophetic perspective on all of our program for this day. And everything I've said basically indicates that the rapture, which happens before all of fulfillment of the rest of Bible prophecy, does take place. The rapture is next to happen, and it could happen at any moment. And having said that, there's nothing left for me to say, except let's keep looking up until...